The biggest lake in California that you may have never heard of is shrinking. The Salton Sea is home to many fish and bird species and is sustained by Colorado River water that's drained through Southern California's farms. But as KUNC's Luke Runyon reports, the lake is also an unfolding ecological crisis with implications throughout the Colorado River watershed.
Jessica LaVecchio is pointing down to the Salton Sea and its thousands of acres of dry, dusty shoreline from the top of a jagged hillside. She's in charge of air quality projects for the Imperial Irrigation District.
This is our surface roughening and vegetation enhancement project.
The IID is the single largest user on the Colorado River. It delivers water to farms that grow the majority of the country's winter vegetables, including lettuce and broccoli. But LaVecchio's crews are doing a different kind of farming. They're plowing up the ever-expanding beach.
So any dust that is being picked up off the surface right here, hopefully will fall into a furrow.
The dust is so bad it's killed crops and aggravated asthma for residents of this valley, not far from Palm Springs. But what makes the situation so mind-boggling is the Salton Sea shouldn't even be here. An engineering mishap more than 100 years ago caused the Colorado River to spill into this desert basin.
This Salton Sea serves two purposes. It's become a man-made ecological treasure, as well as become a man-made ecological problem.
That's Luis Olmedo. He's the director of the nonprofit Comité Cívico del Valle. It was founded by local farm workers about 30 years ago, with a focus on environmental justice. And lately, air quality.
Every inch of water that is removed from this sea is exposing a hazardous waste landfill. That is a big threat to our community.
The lake is lined with old, unusable boat ramps and decaying gas stations and bait shops from its tourist heyday. Today, the Salton Sea is almost twice as salty as the Pacific Ocean, and it's getting saltier. As a result, some fish species have vanished, starving the migratory birds that stop here. So how did things get so bad? Well, Michael Cohen says the lake's decline can be traced back to an agreement between the San Diego County Water Authority and the Imperial Irrigation District. Cohen is a senior researcher with the Pacific Institute, a water think tank.
Back in 2002, 2003, there was an understanding that taking water from IID meant as IID becomes more efficient, less water flows to the Salton Sea.
The district is selling more and more water to San Diego in exchange for irrigation upgrades for its farmers. So essentially, water that was keeping the lake full is being redirected toward bathroom faucets.
Which means the Salton Sea shrinks, which is exactly what we're seeing.
But Cohen says there's been a slow, or even non-existent, response to the lake's decline. California has a 10-year plan in place to address some of the problems, but not all of them, according to Bruce Wilcox.
One is a longer-term issue of what the sea might look like in, say, 20 years, 15 years.
Wilcox oversees Salton Sea policy for the state.
And the other is the fact that we are woefully behind in implementing anything.
That's why the Imperial Irrigation District wants assurances that it's not alone in paying for the problems the shrinking lake creates. The IID is prepared to push for those assurances before signing on to a multi-state water agreement among Arizona, California, and Nevada. It would cut back the amount of water the states can have during prolonged droughts. Again, the Pacific Institute's Michael Cohen.
The environmental community, the water agencies, I suspect most of the farmers agree we should be doing things like this. So it's not even a lack of consensus. It's just a lack of political will.
Back on the shoreline, the Imperial Irrigation District's Jessica LaVecchio and others have adopted the phrase smaller but sustainable to describe the Salton Sea's future. In that motto, there's a resignation that the lake will never be what it once was.
I'm from the Imperial Valley. I grew up here, so it has a special place in my heart. I would like to see it as, you know, a place that I can bring my kids, future grandkids, to come and enjoy.
That will depend on the ability to manage the lake's decline, a responsibility that's not just limited to this area, but the entire Colorado River watershed. For KUNC, I'm Luke Runyon.